The state Supreme Court of North Dakota soon gets a chance to rule on a subject about which it seems almost everybody else involved has a strong opinion. It's the nickname of the sports teams at the University of North Dakota, the Fighting Sioux. Some people find that Native American name demeaning, and as we're about to hear, others find the name so appealing they will go to extremes to keep it. The question before the court is whether lawmakers can force the college to keep that name. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
If there's any place to see the Fighting Sioux logo, it's here at the hockey arena. This day, the women's team is on the ice for practice, and the logo, the head of an Indian warrior wearing feathers, seems to be everywhere. It's not just on the uniforms. Hundreds more are etched on the aisles. They are on walls, in locker rooms, even in the granite floors.
There are approximately 2,400 throughout the facility.
Chris Simrau is the events director for this massive arena, commonly called the Ralph, after a wealthy alum, the late Ralph Engelstad. He donated $100 million for the building, Simrau says. But during construction, Engelstad threatened to abandon the project if the university dropped the controversial nickname.
He was proud of the Sioux and the Fighting Sioux name and logo, and he did it as a testament to those people, and this building really serves as a monument to them.
Enter the NCAA. In 2005, that group called Native American Mascots and Nicknames used by 18 schools hostile and abusive, and it set a policy. To keep the names, universities had to get permission from tribes they were named after. Otherwise, the schools would be sanctioned. They would not be able to use any of that imagery during postseason play, and they wouldn't be able to host lucrative NCAA championships. What followed at the University of North Dakota has been
very vexing, no question.
UND Athletic Director Brian Faison says there's been a series of lawsuits and legislative action that at some times allowed the university to use the name Fighting Sioux and at other times forbade it. Also, Faison says some Big Ten schools won't play colleges with Native American monikers.
We've lost softball series, we've lost cross-country meets, we've lost swim meets, we've lost a track meet. Because we were the Fighting Sioux, then we were directed not to be the Fighting Sioux, then we were the Fighting Sioux, then we were directed not to be the Fighting Sioux. And they've been very patient, but the reality is, if and when we are the Fighting Sioux, they can't play.
It almost takes a scorecard to keep track of who's in favor of the Fighting Sioux and who's not. While the university and the State Board of Higher Education want to get rid of the nickname, the Sioux tribes in North Dakota are split, as is the community. And last spring, the state legislature weighed in. It passed a bill that mandated the university use the name. Here's Representative Al Carlson.
The citizens came to us and said, don't let that name go. It's been given to us by the tribes. And now some outside organization decides that it's hostile and abusive, even though we believe it's not.
Well, I would say to the lawmakers, don't you have anything better to do?
B.J. Rainbow, a Native American student, says the logo is a stereotype which has caused lots of bitter arguments on campus, and it's time for it to go.
You know, we have a campaign here called More Than Beads and Feathers, and yet we still have this logo.
Lawmakers did repeal the Fighting Sioux law during a special session, but now a petition drive has forced its reinstatement, and a statewide referendum is planned for June. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments today. What makes the University of North Dakota's case different from other schools that face sanctions is that it must receive approval from two Lakota or Sioux tribes, and members of only one have approved.
See, folks, we'll get your attention here. We'll get this press conference underway.
Members of the Spirit Lake Reservation and other Fighting Sioux supporters recently gathered at a hotel where John Chasky, a tribal elder, argued their case.
We believe that the Fighting Sioux name and symbol is something special, something sacred.
Chasky argues American Indians actually approved using the Fighting Sioux nickname and logo in a special ceremony with university officials in 1969. And Chasky says residents of the Spirit Lake Reservation voted 2-1 in support of them. About 200 miles away, the tribal council at Standing Rock, the other Sioux reservation, has repeatedly voted not to consider the issue. So residents there haven't voted on it. Standing Rock's land in North Dakota sits under huge open sky and among rolling hills about an hour away from Bismarck, the state capital. A burial site of the famous Lakota Sitting Bull is here. Outside a food mart, Angelica Montclair, a student at the reservation Sitting Bull College, says she doesn't care about the Fighting Sioux controversy.
Don't matter. I mean, it's just the logo. I mean, if we were to go after everybody that had something to do with Native Americans, and like Redskins and all those other teams, I mean, they should go after everybody if they want to just go after UND.
Allison Two Bears, an environmental technician who works for the tribe, attended rival school North Dakota State. She says the derogatory chants students there shouted about UND's nickname are reason enough to get rid of it.
Sioux suck. That's what my fellow classmates were chanting. And it made me feel very uncomfortable. But that's what rivals do, you know? The rivals do that, and I understand that. But being from that culture, I felt there was no respect behind that name.
Inside the food mart, store owner Sandy Luger says he also disapproves.
Nobody wants to be a mascot, but other people think that it's an honor to be a part of the tradition of Sioux warriors.
Luger says it's about a 50-50 split on the reservation for and against the Fighting Sioux nickname. And that split, says Logo supporters, is exactly why there should be a statewide vote, because it would give the residents of the Standing Rock tribe a chance to officially weigh in on the Fighting Sioux. At this game, the women's team is playing Mayville State, and there's no Sioux logo on the players' uniforms, simply the school's initials, UND. Senior Michelle Sane plays trombone in the band, and like many students here, has mixed feelings.
I'll always be a Fighting Sioux. I think it's impossible not to be a Fighting Sioux, but I understand that people aren't happy with it, and I don't think it's worth having such a big fight and debate over it if it's just going to hold the school back.
So while Sane may still feel like a Fighting Sioux, she's okay with her band jersey, which simply says Pride. But the way things are going here, her uniform could change a few more times. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Whatever you call it, you can follow NPR News on Facebook and on Twitter. This program on Twitter is @Morning Edition and @NPR Inskeep.